Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, as we've heard already, the Oklahoma wheat harvest is pretty much winding down. The big question, did the crop meet expectations this year?
I don't think it did. I think our yields were probably slightly less than we expected them to be. Our test weight is probably higher than we hoped it would be. And ironically enough, I believe we've got probably higher average protein than we thought we would before we went into harvest. If you look at test weights, they're probably going to average 60 pound plus. That's real good. Hopefully we got good milling quality wheat. You look at the protein. I was talking to a couple of elevator managers before the harvest, and they were hoping that we'd have 10.6 or better protein. I think we'll probably get 10.8 to 11 on the average. So our protein is higher than expected. So, no, we surpassed expectations this harvest, and I think that's a good thing.
Since late April, wheat prices have been kind of on an uptrend of about a dollar. Everyone wants to know, will this continue?
I'd like to know that, too. I think it's hit an upper limit, you know, watching that July contract at KC July. We was talking about 475, 480. We went up and hit that 480, bounced back off of that. I think the market is evaluating the hard red winter wheat in the United States. We've got a pretty good handle what it's going to be like. We're watching that spring wheat up there. But right now, it's just a flip of the coin whether it's going to go up. Right now, it's going to wait till it gets additional information.
Let's talk about, you know, Oklahoma wheat crop being in the bin and what market factors could influence prices from here.
That additional information we're talking about, the big thing we've been hearing about is the spring wheat up in the Dakotas, losing that crop up there. The Canada spring, hard spring wheat with that high protein is coming in. The expectations are declining. So that's been positive for our prices. The market's going to continue to watch that. Then our foreign wheat crop, if you look at around the world, the U.S. crop's projected to be about 21% less than last year. But if you look at foreign wheat, it's expected to be maybe 1 or 2% less than last year. So we're watching that crop. Then if you look at the exporting countries, you know, that for hard wheat, Argentina, Australia, Canada, the United States, you look at those countries, and production is probably going to average about 10% less than last year. So that's our expectations. So if we can get lower production on total foreign wheat, lower production on the hard wheat producers, then the prices will continue to go up. We get above average production on those, it's going to go down. Remember, our trend is set in the late August, early September, or September time period.
Naturally, there's got to be some renewed optimism, if you will. So with that in mind, should producers store or sell?
I'm saying don't get greedy. I mean, you've got a dollar rally since late April. I think you need to take advantage of some of that. Will it go up or down? We said that's 50-50 chance. I'd sell it, you know, do the third now, September, October, the final third, November, December. Or another way to do that is, you know, if you can afford some risk, I'll sell 15-20% now, and then every 20-30 cent rally, sell a little more wheat, and just as it rallies on out, because if you have an uptrend, remember, you'll get a nice run up, you know, 20-30 cents, then you'll drop 10-15 cents down, then you'll get another rally, and it just ratchets itself up, also ratchets itself down, so we got to watch it. So I'd staggered in the market. That's the type of strategy I'd have this year.